so feel free to already get comfortable. Consider lying down, letting your body get comfortable. Like a cat in the sunshine. Noticing, if you like, what's easy to feel of your body. What comes to your notice first. And as you're nestling into the ground, into a comfortable position, is it possible to let the other parts of your body that aren't as easy to notice, to let them come alive? Letting the back of the body, for example, be as open and alive as the front. Giving as much interest or importance to your feet as to your head. Just resting, settling, maybe resting back and down and in. Allowing the joints to have a little space to soften. Eyes and ears to rest, to be off duty. Letting your eyes maybe rest as if towards the back of the head a bit. Jaws and throat and chest to come undone. To drop down into the basket of the lower body. And just a breath or two, if you like, wishing yourself well. Wishing yourself to be well and at ease and at home, no matter what. Why not? If it's hard to address yourself that way, maybe imagining yourself as a child. Just simply for just a breath or two, wishing yourself to be well and at ease, to feel at home, here and now. And perhaps allowing someone else to come to mind for another breath or two, wishing that person to be well and at ease and at home no matter what. Why not? and another person, or just generally, just for another breath or two, a sense of the world. May we all be well and at ease and at home here and now. Not because we've done the right thing, just why not? And if you enjoy that wishing well as a practice, feel free to continue. Or just for a few more breaths, feeling our feet as a way of coming away from the head, letting our brains rest. Letting the sense organs of the head rest. Letting all that information highway network rest. And just here are our feet. The spaces between our toes. Just so. The outer edges near the little toes. Our heels, the inside, the skin, just so. Our ankles. Each one unique and common. Full of life. The inner ankles. Just receiving the sensations, whether it's vibration, temperature, weight, texture, presence, and our outer ankles are also here as they are. And how is it to drop any image or word about our feet? Rather than orienting through the thinking, we actually enter inside the area where the feet sensations and ankle sensations are happening, quick as lightning, gentle as a deer. Specific and mysterious. And staying inside, receiving sensations in that area that we call feet for a long while can be helpful if there's agitation. Just the feet. And also, a long while feeling our feet can be surprisingly mysterious and mind-opening, mind-blowing. If we let go of the image, the memory, the idea of feet, and just are with the feeling. It can start to feel as if we've dipped our feet into some water that has a limitless quality to it. There are sensations, there is location, but it's less clearly defined. As if we have our feet in endlessness. And we can feel specific coolness, warmth, air on skin, weight, clothing on skin. Relaxing and receiving. Relaxing back, down and in, and receiving. The two clouds of sensation called feet. Gradually, we may be more and more aware of a sense of aliveness in among the specific sensations that are here and gone. If after a while you feel a relaxing happen, maybe a larger out-breath happens, the shoulders might release a bit. Then you may find it interesting to bring your attention somewhere other than the feet, somewhere in the body that's easy enough to feel. Maybe the lower belly. The back or chest or hands. Contact with the ground. The breath in the back. Whatever you like, what feels a bit more joyful, simple, possible. And no problem if and when there are crowds of thoughts like flocks of birds flying through, images, words, movies. No problem. There's also just this present moment experience. Sensations felt, received. Like raindrops on the surface of a lake. Specific, definite, now and gone, all at once. Simple and wonderful. In the feet or somewhere else in the body, if possible. If it's nearly impossible for you to feel your body, also no problem. There can be opening eyes and allowing the eyes to see something that you like, that feels good to look at. Or that wishing well that we did at the beginning. And feeling the sensations of wishing well or of seeing what you like to see. undoing our usual ways of trying. Relaxing and allowing the body and maybe a sense of the mind as well spreading out like a lake, like the horizon at the sea. And within that lake or horizon at the sea, someplace simple and good enough in your body. Allowing sensations to be felt. Enjoying the resting into that simplicity. Every time we notice we're caught up in the flying thoughts, emotions, reactivities, contractions, and hurries. How wonderful that something can notice, even when I was caught up or distracted. And how good just to find that even though the flux of thought and reactivity are active, there's still the stream of sensations here, felt inside the body by itself. Quietly and no big deal. And yet there's something beyond life and death that communicates in that simple connection. Perhaps resting back down and in, allowing body and consciousness to spread like a lake, like the horizon at the sea. Within that, the sensation somewhere specific, here and gone instantaneously, received and released at once. And perhaps if there are sounds where you are, there could be for a while opening to receive sounds as well in all directions. The sounds clearly heard and immediately gone, so alive, so much themselves, so gone. Gone before we could even say what we've heard. We can start to rest back into that wide mind that has already heard the sound before we can talk about it to ourselves. The wide already awareness. In which sound is heard, in which sensations are felt. So alive, delicious, unowned, freely given, free. resting back, letting life come to you. Letting life come through you. Aliveness beyond ideas in here. In your own sensations, in your own experience. Even though there may be a million thoughts and directions pulling at your attention. Also, this aliveness, this juiciness of life. right here. Free. Received. May all beings be at ease, happy with and without reason, joyously dedicating to what is most important, towards freedom for all, including ourselves. And I'd like to throw out a little suggestion of the day in case you feel like it can be challenging more than it seems, but it would be to look in the mirror and wonder, what is that? Who is it? What is that? And then maybe some love, and just looking again, maybe without words.